You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Salutations, everybody. It is Maddie here today with week 70 of the Ham Radio Podcast.
We're getting old. It's just... Week 70.
Yeah.
What are we doing with our lives, you fucking nerds? My name is the Lone Bot Wanderer. How are you going, everyone? And we have a special guest today.
Fuck! Lone! It's because I miss podcasts! Yeah. What's up, guys? My name is Noah. I parked my ARC in a handicap spot.
I don't know. You both missed week 69. That was a sexy week.
Yeah, fuck you, Lone.
Yeah. I want to apologize off the bat for the mobile listeners. Last week, I couldn't get the episode on mobile devices because we were updating our application that we used to get them on mobile devices. So everything should be fine. You'll have episode 69 and 70 up this weekend. So if you're listening to us now, yeah, everything's on mobile. So we do apologize for that. But, you know, we gotta stay in tune and all that stuff. Also, a big shout out to one of the commenters who did the timestamps for me last week because some stuff went down, as some of you may know. And so I just... couldn't be arsed to fucking do it. So I was just like,
arsed.
Yeah, I was like,
I couldn't be arsed.
Couldn't be arsed. I was about to say asked, and like,
I couldn't be asked to do it.
Yeah, so I was like,
you just sound illiterate, like you're trying to say asked.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So yeah, thank you to whoever did that for me. They should be in the description this time around. And on top of that, we'd like to get you guys to interact with us on Twitter each week. So be sure to answer the following.
We don't have
questions
this week.
Yeah, yeah, I was gonna
interrupt
that.
You.
Yeah, yeah, we're gonna handle that later.
Sorry about that.
All right, no, it's fine, dude. It's fine.
You want me to send a tweet out?
Yeah, by all
God,
means.
We're so unorganized.
we're just organized, but like, you know, people take their damn time getting questions in anyway, so it doesn't matter when we send them out.
So Maddie's saying it's your fault, everyone.
Yes, yes. It's on you guys. You the fans. It's all of your faults and not me, one of the hosts. Anyway, each week we like to get many of you, as many as possible, to interact with us on Twitter using the hashtag HamRadioTime. So be sure to tweet at us with your answer to the following question. Does Prey look like a game that would interest you? And I just stuttered there. Does Prey look like a game that would interest you? If so, or if not, let us know on Twitter. Tweet at any of the handles you see on screen. All of them, including Noah.
Including me! Not just Matt and Lone because they upload, okay? Fuck. The amount of times I see hashtag ham radio at G27 at Lone Vault Lone, I'm like, okay, I don't exist.
Well, look, no, you know, if an answer's too long, someone has to be left out, and if it's you, it's fine, right?
You have the longest handle.
I was just gonna say, wait, does Noah have it? I think Lone does.
I think Lone does. I honestly don't know who has the longest.
Hold on. We gotta compare. Wait, sheep fruit salad's pretty long.
You started talking while I was counting, bro, and I lost count. Hello, N E V.
What class did you and I have in high school, Matt, together?
And
it was history, right?
Or why does that matter right now? 15.
Because I couldn't remember if it was math or
sheep fruit salad has 15.
You have what?
You have 15 as well, Lone. According to my counting.
Now it's going alphabetical. I still lose.
Oh, the fucking garage, of course, has to open while I do my podcast. Let's do things. Maddie's show has started. Let's do things.
Dad comes in. Howdy!
Let's do things, sorry, guys. Recording. Oh, Matt started the show?
All right, here we go. Let's fucking make some noise.
God, I can't stand my family. Anyway, let's roll into this week's Bethesda News Roundup. So this week was QuakeCon, meaning that we have a bunch of Bethesda news, and only shred of hope for a lot of people was like, will we hear more about Fallout 4? No. Said and done, people.
The game's already out.
Accept it. No, I know, but people are like, well, they announced more DLC. And I'm like, no.
No.
Like, Courtney Taylor posted a picture of her literally, like, saying, like, this is my final line. Yeah, like, the end. And I was just like, that's sad, but, you know, that's how it's going
to
be.
I'm surprised she was allowed to tweet that.
Gopher had a good video about Fallout 4 coming to an end and how he was pretty much glad that they get the move.
That's how, yeah, not to, like, tailor off the discussion topic, but yeah, I've been feeling the same way lately. It's been liberating as a YouTuber making different videos and seeing them do well, but also
Yes.
Just
yes.
Like, yeah, but just like in the sense of like Fallout 4 is just kind of like it wasn't a good run. And like I'm going to make a whole video talking about it, but like it wasn't. And they need
in that video you do. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but in that video you do, I want you to go back and find the videos of you hyping the shit out of this. And
so every single one?
Well, like just you know, a few of them. Like go back and like rerun your like reaction video. You know, like to the announcement and stuff, or like a couple lines from the review, and I want those just scattered into the video, you know, and then you're there like
I did make a video reacting to that old speculation stuff, and like there were certain things that built up a lot, but there were also certain things that like I think Bethesda just they'd be stupid to have not capitalized on that hype though, because they made $750 million in 3 days. Like that's absurd.
Maddie, the first video that pops up when you search for your name on YouTube is your reaction to the Fallout 4 trailer.
True.
I reckon you should just re-upload that for good time, old time's sake. Just do it. You know you want to.
I really don't.
What do you guys do?
Nah, but like, no one can say they weren't excited. Everyone was excited for that game.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Everyone was excited. I think everything is just more negative lately. And,
yeah, I mean, I still say I enjoyed my time a lot with it. It's still probably my favorite Bethesda Game Studios game, you know, to date that I play, just because I think they get better with each game they make. But
wait, this isn't even on your channel. What the fuck?
Yeah.
It's not even on your channel.
No, I was like, I looked to see how many views, and I was like, that's it? And then I realized it wasn't even your channel.
That's it.
Look, the way I say it, I don't even know. What was this topic about? What was the question?
We were just going to talk about what happened at QuakeCon, but then I said nothing happened with Fallout 4, and then we just kind of went off topic.
Then we ADD'd the shit out of it.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about what happened at QuakeCon.
Anyway, yeah. So, for starters, more Dishonored 2 gameplay was shown off. I can't English today at all. It was showed off at...
It's really
at a QuakeCon. more Dishonored 2 gameplay featuring Corvo Tano was shown off at QuakeCon, and it featured some high chaos gameplay in the same level that was shown at E3. So you saw basically the same Corvo from the first game, actually. It's just in this new engine, so he's got a couple new powers and abilities because of just the new game in general. But they didn't release that gameplay yet. We only got an article on Bethesda.net with a couple like GIFs and stuff and a written description, but no actual gameplay.
Yeah.
So that was kind of sucky because that's probably their most hyped game. So, you know, they just got to drop the ball. Like, all right, with QuakeCon, they want to build it up into something, but they hold back on so much shit. Like, you know, they held back on for example, the Fallout 4 gameplay. Before that was Doom.
Or they start, they keep like repeating shit we already know, or like showing shit we already know, and it's like, all right.
You want that genuine, like, everyone's looking forward to QuakeCon, like, you gotta save big reveals for that. Like, okay, they came out at E3, they showed this, but they got a lot planned for QuakeCon because.
Todd's listening to this right now, and he's like,
Pick us off. Or I could blow the fucking lid off of E3 2015 again. Yeah, Matt, how about that? He just fucking double burns the screen.
Jesus.
But yeah, so. Sorry. Were you about to say something?
I was, but, you know, since this is your podcast, I'll be quiet.
Fucking
it's right our now. Podcast. Lone.
Ask Maddie.
I always accidentally say my show, but I'm used to that from business emails.
You hear that, Noah? We're excluded.
It's your podcast, man.
We're the vice
it
president.
Sounds good to business partners.
To be fair, when I talk to people outside of like in real life, like in like at work or something, they ask about the podcast. I'm like, oh yeah, I run a podcast with a few friends, and it's just easier to say. Like,
yeah, I bet Mr. Golden Shoes over there alone probably says, "Oh, me and my friends together as a team run this show on the internet."
As he wears his $6 million suit.
That's the way you're making it sound, dude.
Oh, fuck off. Just, I hate you both. I really
hate me too.
Come on, you say I run a show. You know you do. You say I run a show.
I'll just say I do a podcast. That's as vague as it. Because if people are like, oh, what podcast do you do? How do I search for it? I'm like,
well.
You know, like the time my English teacher or my writing teacher made me fucking pull it up in class in front of everybody. Just she was so curious about
it. That's why, like, it's so hard to, like, oh, God, at the beginning of each semester, like, all right, everybody tell the class something about yourself.
Something interesting. And Matt's like, I'm a YouTuber. And they're like, oh, what? Yeah,
everyone's like, I work at Starbucks. I'm like, internet videos. I'm like,
everyone's like, are you PewDiePie? And you're like, no.
Well, what kind of videos do you make?
Gaming.
Gaming videos.
Really?
You should just say new media. So, or like not new media, because we do, YouTube is new media, but like.
It's like I like the term content creator.
That's what I say.
That's a good one.
Yeah, like I try to business it up as much as possible for like.
So you don't have to say Fallout 4 videos. Not that it's only Fallout 4, but you know what I mean.
Yeah,
like,
the true thoughts are coming out, Noah, by chance. Do you have anything
with me? Fuck off.
So next one is there was some Prey gameplay shown off in a new trailer at QuakeCon as well. You can actually check that out online. It's pretty cool. You get a glimpse of the Talos 1 space station along with a sampling of powers, tools, and weapons that Morgan Yu will need to survive. The game looks awesome, in my opinion, in terms of both atmosphere, graphics, but also just gameplay. And you'll see a bunch of aliens, actually, that can transform into objects. So you'll see some transform into chairs, some will transform into like microphones or a toaster. And
a toaster strudel.
Yeah, I like that idea because... But I'm saying I actually like this idea because I feel like what it does is essentially when you're like absorbed in this game, like every object you see can be an enemy.
Do you know what it reminds me of?
No. What?
Here's the thing.
What's your problem with this?
There's going to be – I don't think it's going to be as smooth as that. I think it's going to be like – there's going to be some like weird – shader to the object or something that's going to tell you that's probably an alien. Like, if they really want to do it awesome, you're not going to have any fucking clue. Like,
think back to New Vegas Old World Blues. I think that's a direct inspiration, possibly. I don't know if they
that's what they did in one of the scenes.
Well, they had like the evil toaster and all the inanimate objects that would talk to you in your base. I mean, I think it's a direct relationship there. I think it's a cool concept. The thing that interests me about the most about Prey, and maybe Maddie can give some perspective about this, because I have no idea, because I was never a fan of Prey, is people are saying that this isn't necessarily like Prey in and of itself. Like people saying it just doesn't feel like Prey. It's not like what Prey 2 was meant to be. I have no idea, because I've never played Prey. It just looks like a cool trailer.
Anytime you're going to relaunch a game... IP that's a gajillion years old, there's going to be people going, it's not it, because it's not the original fucking game. You know what
but,
I mean?
You know, I can't disagree, because
like people who are like, Fallout 3 isn't Fallout, because it's not, and you know
that is true. I guess all I'm saying is that I can't like disagree, or I don't necessarily understand, because I haven't played the original game. I mean, so maybe,
and I'm not attacking you, I'm attacking the people who like say that kind of shit. You know what I mean? Like
me, I haven't see much on the first one to really comment, but I did follow the second one closely.
Yeah,
and the second one seemed more of it was open world. I know that much. There was parkour. You were a bounty hunter, hunting aliens, obviously. So that was pretty cool. But it wasn't like this. Prey seems more like a psychological thriller. In this big space station, they said you can go back whenever you want to, like to an area you've explored and stuff. So I'd imagine it'd be, in a sense, like a Metroidvania, like you get a tool and you can go back and unlock a certain area that you couldn't before. I wouldn't be surprised if they had that.
That's interesting.
It seems more focused in that sense, where it's almost like a Dishonored, where the Prey 2 that we saw was a fast-paced, open-world, first-person shooter that had more of a focus on... first of all, it was a continuation of the first in the sense of a story, so... I guess that natural evolution of gameplay from like a combined spaceship to an open world with like parkour just seemed like the right step for people, where now it seems like, are they regressing? Because it's like set in this space station. They're stuck here. You know, it seems a little bit heavier when you saw the shotgun and stuff. Like, you know, it's kind of like that type of sway to it. Like there's weight to the weapon, where in the Prey 2 gameplay, you're sprinting around with a pistol, sliding under tables and shit and tipping over cover. So to me, it's like, I always look at it this way, and it sometimes isn't for the best, but it's like new company, new vision. So you look at, for example, DICE with Battlefront. Like, I was behind that vision with the beta because I really liked the beta, but like the full product sucked. So
Well, the game itself isn't bad, but then you get 3 hours into it, and you're like,
yeah,
right.
You realize the full thing isn't much. And so,
but it plays fine. Like, it, you know.
And so I guess what I'm saying is that with Prey, I think, you know, they're going to – it's one of those games that people are going to have to play to really fully judge for themselves.
Yeah, fair enough. I never played the original.
And I shouldn't say it's one of those games. I think any game, you know, is one that – you need to judge for yourself because people should have their own fucking opinions and not regurgitate everything they see written on the internet.
Well, you know, like, to be honest, like with me, and I'll keep talking about Bioshock because I love it, but when, you know, I'd played the first two, and the first time I heard about Infinite, I was a bit hesitant because it was so different to what the original was, and it turns out that I liked it, but I guess it could have easily been hit and miss. That game shared a lot of themes with the original Bioshocks, but it was completely different. It was great, but sure. I felt a similar feeling as well with New Vegas, to be honest. When that first trailer dropped and I saw like the lit up New Vegas strip and stuff, I was like, oh, there's like electricity in this game. And a lot of people at the time, I remember saying the same things, like, this doesn't feel like Fallout, blah, 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 but then you play it, and it turns out to be a really, really good game and just different and on its own. And I guess maybe it could be a similar situation with Prey. I don't know.
That's where a lot of clashing with like the old and new fans happen, because like old fans were like, oh, look at New Reno and Fallout 2. You know, lights and people everywhere, you know. But then, you know, a lot of new fans have never seen that. So and then they see New Vegas, they see the lights, they're like, what the fuck is this? And so there's just so much division in the Fallout community. I'm pissed because I expected that video I made to, like, do so much better.
Which video?
I made a video called the Fallout franchise as a whole. And, like, I took each Fallout game and, like, broke it down, what I liked about it, what I didn't like about it. And the point of the video was to say that each developer clearly had their own vision, their own stance on the franchise, where it should go. They didn't know if they were working on it next again or anything like that. And that chances are something I said that I liked or didn't like about the game, you sat there and shook your head at or nodded in agreement with me. And that's okay, because it's obvious that's going to happen, not only because it's just a game and it's certain things may line up, certain things that I say may line up with your beliefs and whatnot naturally, but also because there's been so many hands touching this franchise that it's different visions being tossed around that might line up with yours. So I made that, and it got about – I mean, it did well, like, in the sense it got – 60k views?
I'm looking at it now. 60k, 3,200 likes, and only 160 dislikes, which is this is pretty good.
Dislike.
Well, it's pretty good when I was pretty honest about my opinion on each game. Like, most people be like, are you serious, dude? You don't like this about Fallout New Vegas, dude? Oh, my
God. Is that what you think of your fans?
Bethesda fan, bro. No, that's how I read the...
Bethesda.
Yeah, that's how I read the fucking douchebag trolls. Anyway, moving on. Quake Champions. Gameplay was shown off. I said that, you know, if you thought Doom was fast, then Quake Champions is somehow a quicker game. And it showed off the four heroes that we talked about last week. You guys weren't here, but they were Ranger, Visor, Nyx, and Scalebearer. Nyx and Scalebearer are new to this series. One is from Quake 3 and one's from the original Quake. Well, no, it says his unpopular opinion. I'm going to go put on some chapstick because I'm looking in the... Dude,
no,
like, why are my lips always red?
I want you to hear it, so I'll literally wait.
That. Why are my lips always red?
Shut
like, I don't
up.
Put on
I will
lips
wait
though.
While
I can
you
hear
put
you.
Chapstick on.
I
hold
can
on.
Hear you.
I'll wait. No, you can't hear.
Yes, I can.
Yes, I can.
This motherfucker leaves the podcast.
I'm just going to wait. I'm just going to wait. He's sitting back on. Wow, sick Under Armour pants. How much do those cost? Like 50, 60 bucks?
I have two of those.
You only have two because they're so expensive.
They're comfortable. Shit. I love them.
They are.
I'm being facetious.
Good word. Good word.
Fuck off.
Wow.
So here's my thing with Quake. Or not Quake.
Wow.
Doom. I like Doom. I have fun with Doom. But it's just, I maybe it's just I'm not good at it. I really think it's I'm not good at it. But like, I'll play and I'm just kind of slumping around like, and then I get fucking annihilated. And then it's like, okay, I respawn, and I'm walking around, I don't see anybody, annihilated again.
You just gotta get good at the fucking
game. I think it's that, because for me, it's not a fast game. But,
I think
because I'm not good at it. You know what I mean?
I know. When I first played Doom, I thought it was fast-paced, and just for curiosity's sake, I went back and played the original Doom. Yeah. That's fast-paced. Like,
really?
Obviously, they're completely different games, and I'm comparing apples with oranges here, but... Like, that original Doom just felt much faster than the new Doom. And I think Quake Champions feels more like the original Doom in the sense
it
that
looks, it looks
feels
like
much
it too.
Paced.
Yeah. Here's the thing too with the Quake Champions trailer that I saw that I really loved was the words they decided to use. So it says like it's skill or like something like that, and then it said like it's speed, and then it went
it's FPS.
FPS. And you're kind of sitting there like it's FPS. You know what I mean? Like you're
best
like
person shooting.
I guess. Yeah. You know, and you're like, it is an FPS. That's like a Witcher trailer going like, you know, story, something else, and then it's an RPG, and you're like, well, yeah, it's an RPG. You know what I mean? And I just feel like that meeting.
Walk over to that mountain.
Yeah, the meeting where they were trying to figure out what. Yeah, like you can go there. You know, the meeting where they were going through what to kind of put there was like someone, you know, someone in the corner was just sitting there like, it's an FPS. And we're like, he's not wrong.
He's got a great point. Put that in the trailer. That's our punchline for the game.
Yeah, and he got a 36% raise, you know. But
give that man a raise.
Yeah. Other than that, it looks cool. Brilliant. Like, I'm pretty pumped. I mean, it looks like a lot
on the back of the box art, like it's an FPS.
It's an FPS, and you're like, yeah.
I picture Connor shopping. You're just seeing Quake.
It's an FPS.
This is up my alley, dude. Yeah. And then you got that one troll on the internet. Fucking clickbait. Oh my god.
Yeah right. The trailer is clickbait. You know.
Yeah, the clickbait complainers can't really get mad at them because they're telling them straight up what the product is. It's an FPS.
What, does it actually mean frames per second?
That's true. this game actually doesn't look too bad, though. I wasn't, like, big on it when it got announced, but, no one was really big on it because I think it, like, was another Bethesda game that had, like, a fucking 50-50 split, like, you know, the hardcore audience, I hate this, and then the core audience who's just getting introduced, it was like, doesn't look bad. I liked what I saw, personally.
Yeah, it looks fun.
Yeah.
Looks fun.
And I liked what I saw as well, because, again, I haven't really played the original Quake, so I don't have any predispositions into it.
It's not like how I felt with Doom, though, where when I saw Doom, I was like, I gotta play this, you know, because it's got that same type of speed in the sense where, like, you thought that would be the attraction with Doom. It was like, it had its own personality, where this seems like fast-paced multiplayer, which... I've said this last week, so I'm going to say it again. Like, I've never played Quake, so, you know, chances are someone's saying they're, like, casual. But I'm allowed to have my fucking opinion. I'm a
You're
newbie.
You're casual. You're a normie, which is my favorite.
Next, some really exciting news.
Oh, no.
All right, audio listeners are like, what the fuck are they doing?
Yeah. Just say it.
Elder Scrolls Legend is now in an open beta.
I'm just not much of a card person, you know.
Yu-Gi-Oh!
I used to love Yu-Gi-Oh!
I have cards.
Blue Eyes White Dragon. I have that somewhere around here. I don't know exactly.
They gave it to me at E3. I'm like, I got one from PAX! And they were like, I didn't fucking ask.
That's really cool. Oh, and the fucking... I just want to say, too... Wow, it's completely gone now. I didn't realize it was completely gone. But the Dishonored 2 thing was on my keys. It is no longer on my keys as it ripped off. and then I don't do crazy things with my keys, mind you. They just normal keys. And then the BioShock Infinite bird and cage key that I
tweaked
out.
Oh my god, that happened to me too.
Yeah, it ripped completely off. Of my keys. I don't know where the fuck
I was about to, like, no joke, after you finish, I was going to say I was upset. I had the exact same thing with the BioShock Infinite Murder of Crows.
Yeah.
I got so upset.
I was super upset. I was like, I fucking like that. Look at mine! Because I don't go anywhere. But look at mine!
Fuck you! He's got a
fuck you!
Where'd you get that from?
I feel genuine anger right
key
now.
Blank. So you can really turn this into, like, a... house key, huh?
Do you guys have, like, the Eve Serena?
Why are you looking like that? I didn't fucking... I just kept it because I thought it looked cool. That sounded so really fucking dumb there, but...
Anyway, I don't have much to say about Elder Scrolls Legends. Like, I think, you know, people like card games...
Well, it's fine because I had to sort through all my fucking condoms in my drawer, sorry.
Yeah, they've been there since, what, like, 2008?
I remember one time.
Quick story. I used to hide them inside my video game cases. True story, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to hide your condoms, use video game cases. Okay? Because
why would you need to hide them?
When you're like in high school, when you're like in high school, and my parents are like when you're with a girl every fucking day.
When you're with a girl, and you're like, oh, let me go get something, and then you open your video game case, and she's like, you're playing video games again?
You tell them, obviously, but I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking for a good place to hide them from your parents, not you from your girlfriend, who the fuck? But if you're looking for a good place to hide them from your parents, hide
condoms from your girlfriend.
I don't want you to know about
stuff. Don't want you to find them.
But yeah, video game cases are a good place to hide them. But don't make the mistake I did, which was, I remember one time I bought SpongeBob Truth or Square, I think, and I put them inside there.
Oh, you were going to say SpongeBob themed condoms.
No. What I'm getting at is I put them inside there, I beat the game, and then I traded in the game with the condoms inside. And I never got them back.
Wow. So some GameStop employee.
Yeah, and what's bad is it's in a kid's game. So either someone opened them and they dropped out, he's like, what the fuck? Or some kid opened them and dropped them in front of his mom. And she was like, what the fuck? Like, I could have gotten some kid in big trouble, or like, I could have gotten GameStop in big trouble. I'm just sitting there like, oh, fuck.
And you lost a condom out of it.
I only had two left, so.
I'm crying.
I always hid them in my drawers.
See, that's too, like, if my parents go in there.
What, that's too, makes too much sense?
No, all right, now, yeah, that's fine. That's why I made the joke, but I'm saying back then.
Why are you worried about your parents knowing that you
engaged? Need to give
to be
them
fair,
the image
to be
of
fair,
Matt's
parents probably would have said something.
They wouldn't have been like, don't do that. They would have been like, what the fuck? Like, hide that shit.
They should be like, good boy, you're using protection.
But I'm like 19. All right,
yeah,
like,
they obviously encourage that. They're not fucking awful like that. But I'm trying to prevent them of the mental image of like, he uses these. Wow. You know what I'm saying? Not because I don't look like I can't use them. I can fucking use them. But I meant like,
I know how to use them. No one's doubting that, Matt.
Is someone attacking me right now? Anyway.
You left a condom packet.
Condom.
In a SpongeBob video game.
Condom.
Condom.
Inside the packet, and I sold it.
That's funny as shit, man.
Little,
sorry.
Little smuggling deal there going on at GameStop.
Little smuggling. You got the stuff? Yeah, SpongeBob Truth or Square.
Nice fucking condoms.
I just picture that one guy who worked at GameStop for 1,000 years, and every time we went there, he would be there and be like, hey, guys!
Yeah,
we
have trouble finding anything. No, I game, sir.
We thought we were super, like, cool with him, and, like, he was like,
what's up, guys? What's up?
You're the only friends I have.
You ever play Batman Arkham City? Yeah, it just came out last week, and it was, like, one of the most anticipated games. Yeah, it's pretty cool, right?
Yeah. Like, yeah, dude, you
that's so mean.
Okay, because I can't stand...
We're not mean, we're just observant.
No, I can't stand some GameStop employees. Like, when I come in, I know what I want, and, like, you show up and start recommending games to me, like, dude.
I can't stand them now.
They're just trying to do their job. They're just trying to do their
job. No, okay,
GameStop,
like...
Hold on. GameStop has changed. Take it from someone who works retail. GameStop has changed a lot over the last, like, 5 to 10 years. Well, I'd say 5 years. Because like, now, I went into GameStop for the first time in, like, 5 or 6 years a couple weeks ago.
Bro, by the way.
What's that?
That is admirable, bro.
Oh, well, now I just use Steam because I'm not stupid. But what's it called? I went in one, and the guy was like, he went down a fucking list of shit and, like, was asking me all this stuff. And I think I needed to buy a controller was what I needed. And I bought it. And, again, he's, like, going down all this stuff as I'm checking out.
You
want
to pre-order anything? Well, here we got Doom. We got Mastercard.
Just fucking let me leave. Like, yeah, come on. I know it's his job. Yeah, I do. Like, he doesn't say anything. He gets yelled at. I know. You know, but it's like, it's just like,
well,
God!
Like, if he goes, do you want to pre-order anything? And I say, no. If he goes, okay, there, your job is done. But if I say, no, and he goes, you sure? We got Doom. We got Destiny. We got this. We got that. I get it. You got fucking games. If I wanted something, I would have. Shut up. But for me, like when I was dating my girlfriend at the time, we were at GameStop. And it's a funny story because he starts going up to me and showing me all these fucking games that I should play. He's like, you ever play Fallout 4? I'm like, no, what's that? And I was like, what game is that? He's like, oh, it's pretty good open world game.
What's Fallout?
You ever play Fallout 3? I'm like, no, actually, I've heard good things, though.
What's Fallout?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, what's Fallout? I've heard some good things. It's pretty
hyped. Post-apocalyptic.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, it's a post-apocalyptic game. Kind of think like Skyrim with guns. He actually said that. I was just like,
oh, didn't know.
I was like trying to hold it back. I was like, you fucking. Mm. But yeah, so that was fun. It was a fun time. Someone pointed out, do I play with my hair a lot?
You do.
A little bit.
I can't help it. I don't know what it is. I like touching my hair.
I don't know, Matt. Maybe you're just insecure.
Yeah, I just want to die.
I just fucking with you.
I was about to be so mean. I'm not going.
I didn't. That's not mean. I didn't say.
I was about to be mean.
Oh, what are you gonna say, huh? You've said so much mean shit this week. What's one more?
What do you mean I've said so much mean shit? What have I said?
Let's air out the beef. Let's air out the beef for a second.
What beef?
Let's air out. Let's air out the
beef. Make a fucking hamburger, guy. You got beef? Make a fucking hamburger, guy. Go make a fucking hamburger, boy.
Let me go on Twitter and say where I've been.
I make a veggie burger. Come on. No,
last time you insulted me, what was it? I think it was my fucking hair, and I got pissed. I was like, "Your dick." It's like,
hold on. All right, this isn't fair. I feel like I'm being attacked right now.
Oh my god!
When's the last time? Okay, I think the last time we were ribbing you is because you didn't know what we were talking about when we were talking about Orlando Bloom's dick.
Nah, that wasn't bad.
Wait, what was that?
Orlando Bloom's packing, bro.
What is it?
Ability Drain sent out a tweet talking about Lando Bloom's dick, and then we were kind of doing all these innuendos
in Emma fashion, right?
And then Maddie was just like, "What's everyone talking about?" And everyone was just sending Maddie like innuendo based gifts. And I was like, "Orlando has bloomed." And
what's everyone talking about?
I just typed in Orlando Bloom on the Twitter search bar. I see the
shadow. Oh, you typed in Orlando Bloom's dick.
No, I typed in Orlando Bloom. Actually, because the first thing
it
came up
was
trending.
It was literally trending Orlando Bloom.
Yeah,
it was
he's just like
fun.
This, and did you see a fucking giant shadow on his leg? I'm like, wow.
Hold on. I got the best gift. Like, I actually created this Twitter picture because I thought it was funny. I haven't sent it out yet, but I'm going to do it now. All right. Have you guys seen the new Pokemon from Pokemon Sun and Moon?
Yes.
Like the new Executor?
Yes.
I guess, Lone.
So that's what you do in your free time now? You make memes?
I hate you. You know what? I'm not going to send out this picture.
Pokemon. I'm waiting for it. I want to see it.
Fine. All right. I'm just going to send out this picture, all right? You need a laugh.
Is it going on Twitter?
It's going.
Where is it going? Just tell me.
It's going on my Twitter. Like, look.
I'm looking right now. Why does Twitter hide the time, though?
Oh my god, that's amazing.
I thought that was pretty funny.
That is fucking brilliant.
I'm going to delete it now.
What? I retweeted it. If you want just to show us, we have a DM chat. What? Oh,
just
man.
Leave it. Yeah, leave it on so that when people listen, they know what's going on.
Anyways, next topic.
Next is Doom's first DLC is out now. It's called Unto the Evil, and it features a new Harvester Demon, a new mode, and some new maps. More Doom multiplayer, essentially. Doesn't add anything to the single player at all. Looks fun. Thank you to Bethesda for sending me a season pass, because I'll probably hop on and play it a little bit. I definitely want to try it out, because I really enjoyed Doom, but...
I'm just hungry.
Yeah, dude? All I've had is a grilled cheese today. What's your sad story, bro?
I don't know. I had a protein bar earlier, but...
Oh, you hit in the gym, dude?
Yeah, bro. It's for work.
Can we all fight one day?
Yeah, I eat it, because... What's it called? Yeah, when we finally see you alone...
Mm-hmm. No, this,
right. Long, probably like is like my neighbor or something. I wouldn't know.
Howdy, neighbor. I just did a podcast with that asshole.
So on Twitter the other day, Maddie's like, he was talking to Champ Chong. I was like, Champ, I love your jacket. Where'd you get it? He's like, oh, there's this store in Australia. He's like, oh, I might need to travel there. I'm like, yeah, travel to Australia to buy a fucking jacket and not visit me, you son of a bitch.
Obviously, I'd stop by, bro. Obviously, I'd stop by.
You'd stop by and be like,
all right,
Lone.
He knocks on all the houses, like, hello? Are you Lone here?
Are you Lone?
He won't be able to tell the difference because all of the Australian accents.
No, they sound different.
All right, it was a joke. It was a fucking joke, guys.
That is just so racist. Oh,
racist.
You're a prison country.
we very much are, yes.
We've accepted history.
Yeah, our next segment is what we're playing favorite news bit. Anyone like to go first?
Fuck, what have I been playing?
Look like you've been playing some Borderlands.
I have been playing some Borderlands because I've been trying to fucking start a series on. Oh, wait, so I recorded some Borderlands footage for a Borderlands 3 video. It's done really, like...
Yeah, I saw it's doing well.
It's got over 10,000 views. I'm really surprised.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it's recently just exploded. But anyways, I've been playing the original Borderlands to start a series on that.
That's actually, when you think about it, that's actually pretty surprising that the interest... Because I'm assuming a lot of those came from, like, related videos or searching. So it's actually quite interesting that, without them even saying anything about the game yet... That interest
so,
is there.
So if you search Borderlands 3 on YouTube, I happen to come up on the front page, which is pretty cute.
Yeah,
but it's weird.
What we know so far video is pretty appealing. I did that.
Yeah, but it's weird though because it's just like I released the video and then for the first three or four days it was like going okay, and then it suddenly got a spike in views, so it must have been picked up somewhere.
That's what I'm thinking about my fucking settlement mode discussion video, like. It was 50K in like 3 days. I was like, all right, that's standard for like a Fallout 4 video between that 30 to 50K range. And then all of a sudden, it's at 200K. I'm like,
yeah, dude.
Makes
well, that was like when I released the COD commentary about my back to school season for junior year. It was pretty crazy.
Can you tell us, please? What is the channel name for your Airsoft channel? Just tell us.
Oh, no.
That was great.
Just. Please.
No,
you're
I don't think
me
you
here.
Understand.
Well,
no.
The deal
don't
still think... stands.
No.
Fuck.
The deal
oh, that's
still
not
stands.
Fair
you can do a face reveal.
That is not a fair. As not a fair trade, and you know it.
I think
yeah,
it
actually,
is.
It actually is because I've seen it. Yeah. It's pretty fair. It's pretty fair.
There's a lot of evidence on that channel alone.
Evidence of
have
what?
Have you shown your girlfriend that?
One video, and I did not give her the name of it.
You should bond with her over some of those videos.
Nope. Nope. Even she is not ready
to
see those.
Do you not trust me? Is that what it is?
No, I don't trust the community, and I don't trust you.
You just said, no, I don't trust the community, but I don't trust you either. That's the
no, I said, yeah, I don't trust either of you.
You think I'm going to share your videos?
Lone, I'm sorry.
I feel betrayed.
No, I love you to death, Lone, but... It's just a risk. The less people that know about this, the better. You gotta
actions
trust me on that.
Speak louder than words.
Truth.
I'm sorry, Lone.
You know, if you were that worried about it, why don't you just delete the channel?
I can't because I don't remember the password.
What? Oh, that's great. I thought you were keeping it because you're a great person.
No, dude, that's why I can't. That's
holy
why.
Shit.
That's why it needs to not go out.
Wow, that's great.
I'd love one day that you check it and you suddenly have like 100,000 subscribers or something. Aww. Like, we're really waiting for Noah to come back and do Airsoft reviews. Where is he?
Would you do that
What's
again?
That? It's not what Airsoft reviews?
Yeah. Would you like,
I don't know, probably.
Make like highly edited.
I actually still wish I had.
Of you
I would
like
love to. Dude, I'd love to do videos again, even if they're just vlogs. I'd love to do them. I don't have editing software. Like, just basic edit. Like, Windows Movie Maker doesn't edit MP4 stuff.
Yeah, Windows Movie Maker.
How is it does not
garbage.
Edit what?
MP4.
Like one of the most common formats out there.
It says it won't. I can't get it to. If anyone knows a trick, send me a video. I'll be happy to do stuff.
That's really strange.
It's a good like, you know, because you don't have to have that like day by day dedication.
I just need
it's
jump just, cuts. It's like, yeah,
it's
all
good,
I need.
But I'm saying it's also a good hobby. It's a good hobby to have.
You know, like I mentioned to Maddie before this. OBS Studio is like the best software if you want to be recording gameplay. And yes, I've said it. It's on par to Shadowplay.
Really?
It's really good for anyone that
is
wants
it free?
To record game. It's free. Absolutely free.
I don't know who we haven't talked to in a while? You remember Dude. Becky?
Who's Becky?
Piper cosplayer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You had to say who she was. I'm sorry about that. Yeah.
Yeah. She's on my Skype.
Why is she popping your head?
She's on my, like, I was looking at my Skype list and I saw Becky. I was like,
yeah, we gotta get her on again. She's cool. So Becky, if you're listening, we'll get you on again. We should get Molly on again. I know we've had her on a few times.
I was talking to Molly the other day. She's amazing, too.
Yeah. What?
I said I was talking to Molly the other day.
Like, when's the last time that we had
too. Emma.
Yeah, we should have Emma on again. We should have Brian on again, obviously. Don't know why we're only thinking of women to have on again.
Well, because it's always a fucking sausage fest. That's why.
That's like my life.
That's true.
Like, in high school, like, there were never, like, a lot of girls in my group either. It was
I'm thinking of that gif where sausages are just thrown to someone's face when you said that.
I want
to
see that movie, Sausage Party.
That looks fucking amazing.
Like, where they drop a bag of powder movies. And it's like speaking a fucking nuke going off.
Speaking of movies, so Suicide Squad came out.
Do you see it?
And so I haven't seen it, but I've read some of the reviews.
I actually saw a movie before everyone.
You saw it?
I did.
All right, I don't want you to do spoilers or anything, but I have... Is it on par with the reviews, or is it better than what the reviews are saying?
What are the reviews saying?
So the reviews are saying a 5.9 out of 10.
Yes.
No, like Rotten Tomatoes is like 27%.
Not that bad, no.
Rotten Tomatoes also Batman vs. Superman was that low, and I didn't think it was
that.
That's
what I mean. Batman vs. Superman? Critics are really harsh. Okay, and fans
let's look at what Batman vs. Superman was wrong. It was too long, it was boring, and the fights were pretty meh.
Well, look at Suicide Squad, right?
Was it like that? Was it boring? Was it?
I was thinking. Fucking relax. So, Suicide Squad wasn't like atrocious. Like that 27%. Like that's really bad. Correct? It's out of 100. Okay, I just want to make sure. I didn't know if it was like the lower the better for some reason. But anyway, yeah, not that bad. No, not that bad. I didn't like Jared Leto's Joker at all.
Really?
Fucking
did you think you were gonna like beforehand? Were you
the
like,
thing oh, is that people were like, oh, well, I guess you know, when you compare him to Heath, like, you know, he's not that good. It's like, I wasn't even thinking of that watching the movie. I was genuinely like, and this is coming from someone, ladies and gentlemen, who has not watched any of the trailers for this movie, pay attention to any of the hype. You know, it was just like my friends were like, let's go see Suicide Squad. I was like, I'm down because I that sounds like a good idea for a movie. I actually didn't even know it came out that day until a couple of days beforehand, so that shows how much I was paying attention to it, but. Will Smith as Deadshot was really good. That was really
good. Okay. I like Will Smith, so I'm glad to hear that.
I like Will Smith too, but like I haven't liked him since I Am Legend probably, and like he was very good as Deadshot.
That's a great movie. If anyone wants a good post-apocalyptic movie, fucking watch I Am Legend. Yeah. Fantastic.
Also, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is really good.
That is a great show.
This was a story. Harley Quinn. I don't remember who the actress was for her, but Margot Robbie.
She's Australian. How could she?
She was very good. She was very good. I liked Harley Quinn a lot.
Like, she was also good in she was with what's it called? Wolf of Wall Street.
I didn't see that yet.
Like what she's known for.
But yeah, she was obviously very attractive, but she was also very good. So that was nice.
That's the first. I believe that's the first on-screen portrayal of. With the exception of the cartoon of Harley Quinn, yeah.
And no, she did well. I thought she did really well. But that's the thing is, like, the Joker, in my opinion, just sucked. He didn't have the good laugh, and the writing for him wasn't even that good to make him sound crazy. He sounded like he was not that crazy to me personally. Like, you know, he just acted
because he's damaged.
He just acted kind of weird. That's all. I was just kind of like, you're just not.
Jared Leto is a weird, like, you know of the shit that he did to the other actors in Suicide Squad before the movie aired? Like, he was just like, he tried to immerse himself in the character, I guess, and sent them, like Will Smith and Margot Robbie, really weird gifts. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, I think he sent, like, them a used condom or something, like, to try and... I'm not joking. I'm not fucking joking.
To have the movie kind of flop and have that be your, like, motivations, that doesn't bode well for you.
Just weird shit.
Yeah, he wasn't... Nah, like, I'm sure there'll be people out there who like him, and I very rarely say this. I don't know why you would like this Joker, but... Yeah, I saw someone tweet, they're like, this movie needed more of the Joker. I'm like, I was happy he had as less screen time as possible. Yeah. Beginning was very rushed. because it wasn't like what Marvel had the advantage of with the Avengers, where like each one had their own separate movie and then
had to introduce everybody really fast. Like you
had, they had to introduce everyone, give a backstory really fast. They did a good job for what time they had. They only focused on three of the heroes or anti-heroes, really backstories like Deadshot's, Harley Quinn's, and Diablo's, and they were all well done. They were, each of those characters were the most interesting because they got the most focus. But
the rest, you were kind
of
like
Captain Boomerang was a joke. I don't even care if he's part of Suicide Squad. I don't know why he was in the movie. Who else was there?
Crocodile dude.
Yeah. Killer Croc, just kind of in the background, like. Woo, woo, woo.
That
kind
of sucks because he's. I think he's one of the more known.
Yeah. They didn't really do much with him at all. He didn't have much lines at all. Action was pretty cool, but like when you watch the action start up, you kind of realize, wait, the only one with some type of special ability here is really Deadshot and obviously Killer Croc, but like you realize like Harley Quinn wasn't that special, Boomerang wasn't that special, who am I forgetting?
Diablo.
I don't want to spoil anything, but like he like, this isn't a huge spoiler, but he does hang back a lot for reasons that you'll learn, but it was just
Was it? If you had to rate it out of 10, I know we don't like numerical ratings, but if you had to rate it out of 10.
Right out of 5.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Rate it out of 5.
But then like, the number would sound too low, but yeah, like a 2.
Just say it.
Like a 2.
A 2 out of 5.
Yeah, like very.
Which kind of comes out to like a 7 or 6 out of 10.
I guess, yeah, like if it was out of 10, it'd be like a 5.5, 6. It's four, like it's just four, very six. Middle of the road movie. Like there were some ones that were cool at the end, it like dragged on. The villain, also the main villain that they were assembled to take out was just like not compelling at all. Like it wasn't like, yeah, fuck this person, like I hope they take him out. Like it was so obvious that she was gonna be bad. I predicted so many moments in the movie.
Oi. Alright. You're giving spoilers.
Why did you say that name?
You said she, and now I'm like, oh fuck,
so obvious.
There.
Yeah, Suicide Squad, like, I didn't even know Boogie tweeted this when I said it, like, but because some people were like, Boogie Copycat, and I'm like, I just saw the movie, and I was tweeting this while walking out of the theater, but okay. And I was like, don't rush out to see it, but see it at some point, you know, it's not a movie you gotta skip. But yeah.
I feel bad for the people who did the midnight release.
Who, me?
Yeah. No, but it kind of bums me out a little bit. But I kind of saw it coming, which sucks because I didn't want to believe it. I was like, please be fucking awesome. And it was like, oh.
Like, they could not I think they get more support than like Marvel gives support to their movies, like those fans. Because like, there's an expectation set where people with DC are like, come on, we're ready. We want to like blow you up. Just fucking make a good movie. And all they do is just flop.
It's true.
And like, try to make.
Apparently, there was a lot of production issues with Suicide Squad. Like after
they did a lot of reshoots and shit. Yeah.
Should try and make it more funny, like an Avengers movie.
It was a little. To be honest, like Will Smith and Harley Quinn.
Well, Batman vs Superman. The reason why, like personally, I just don't think the director is good. Like, if you guys ever watch Watchmen, I know some people like it. I just don't like that movie at all.
Mm-hmm.
What is he? Is he talking to someone?
Yeah, he muted it.
Oh, hi, Noah. How you going? Who are you talking to?
Ew, why is there balls on screen? Sorry.
I don't know. Some of the people, like David Ayer, the person that they got for Suicide Squad, when I looked at his IMDb, he didn't really have many good movies, as far as I know, that he directed in the past. So he's just some random dude that never did a special effects movie like Suicide Squad. I don't know. It was an odd pick for me. Anyway.
Yeah, it was.
I'm still going to see it.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, still go see it just so that you can see it. But yeah, it's
that kind of sucks.
If Wonder Woman isn't good, I would be so upset.
Yeah, they showed a trailer of that, and I was sitting there like, okay, this actually looks pretty good. Like, please don't fuck this up.
One weird thing, and this is because I'm not a Wonder Woman like fan or anything. What kind of accent is Wonder Woman canonically meant to have? Because Gal Gadot is like this really interesting accent that I'm not sure if it's meant to fit her traditional accent. I don't know.
Like the character Wonder Woman?
Part of me wants to say like, is it like a Greek accent? Is that even a thing?
So Wonder Woman's meant to have like a Greek accent.
I'm saying, is that even a thing? Because that's like, if I were to just toss a random guess out there, I'd say something along those lines. But I don't even know if there's like an accent for that.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Oh, she is Greek. There you go. But she seems to always have been portrayed with an American accent.
Well, that's so because maybe she's been Americanized to like.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's not going to have like a German accent.
Cool. So, I'm looking forward to Wonder Woman though.
Okay. Did you see the trailer for Dunkirk?
Mm-hmm.
That looks cool. Mm. That had no enthusiasm behind it. So you know what? I just ripped ass alone. How do you think now?
Just fucking talk about video games. I hate you guys.
All right, well, you're the one who
started
about your Borderlands video. So what's your favorite news bit then, bro?
What?
What's your favorite news bit, Lone?
Let me just check my feed.
Alright, well, while he's doing that, I'll go.
Let me check my feed. Yep.
I haven't really played too much of anything this week.
Matt, are you going to be talking about Pokemon?
No.
Okay, that's fine. Continue, Noah. Sorry, I apologize.
Haven't played too much of anything, unfortunately, this week with work and stuff and like being the last. But in terms of news, the stunt update hit GTA 5 and it's fucking awesome. From what I've seen on YouTube, I really want to hop on and play it because it just looks so cool.
What do you do?
It adds a bunch of new cars, but it adds like a stunt overlay to some of the player created stuff on the races and stuff, so they can get really fucking crazy now. Basically, they took the exploits that people use in the player created stuff and just were like, all right, well, let's just make it part of the game and anyone can do it rather than work way around.
Just a quick thing. Now, Maddie, you can title your video, the podcast is this. Pete Hines has explained why Skyrim is getting remastered instead of Oblivion. Would you like to hear why?
I'd love to hear that.
Okay. Bethesda marketing boss Pete Hines told GameSpot that the work that would go into a remaster of Oblivion would be better used towards a brand new game. Quote, Oblivion is 10 years old, so the amount of work for that engine and that tech to bring it and remaster it and do all the things that we wanted to do was significant. It's not impossible, but it was mountainous. It was either like, go make an entire new game or go do Skyrim.
They've been saying that for so long. I don't know why that's breaking headlines now. They said that with Morrowind like 2 years ago.
Pete Hines must have just said it recently.
I know. I'm not trying to not make a big deal out of it. I'm just saying, though, like, they should. If this surprises people, because I already know what people are going to go is, but that's just lazy. It's like, well then.
But mods make it really good.
Yeah, so, whatever.
I gave them money. That means they need to make new things.
So, Lone, what was your Pokemon news bit?
Oh, no, I just find it interesting, the whole Pokemon Go tracker
just destroying itself.
Well, they actually, I think they did that on purpose. Yeah,
so it was interesting. That Niantic released an article about how the server used for those third party tracker apps was just like killing, like pretty much creating server overload for them. And as soon as they were shut down, it like massively reduced the strain on their servers. I just thought that was interesting. And for me personally, I hope that they bring in a tracking aspect back into the game because I feel like I'm just wandering mindlessly.
Yeah.
There was a
Pikachu outside my house yesterday.
There was a Jinx, which I eventually caught. Oh, and also as well, there's a bug where it's making it harder to catch a Pokemon. And there was a fucking wild Hitmonlee. When do we ever find a wild Hitmonlee?
Wow.
And I used an Ultra Ball and a Berry. And it got out of the ball and escaped the first fucking throw.
Wow.
I was so upset.
Wow.
I was so upset. But I hope, like, you know, I couldn't imagine the amount of work that's going into trying to fix this because the sheer amount of people that are using it. So hopefully it's fixed soon.
Yeah, but it's like, dude, the tracking feature, like. So this week I have been playing more of Tokyo Mirage Sessions, but I'll spare you guys that discussion as I'm more so still playing Overwatch. Again,
are you playing on PC or PS4?
PS4.
Ah, playing on the PC, buddy.
Anyway, new Summer Ball thingy update came out. Summer Games 2016 update came out, and it came with a bunch of new skins, a bunch of new items and sprays and icons and new celebrations and taunts and all that stuff. And it also came with a mode called Lucio Ball. And it's essentially
that looks
like
awesome.
Yeah, it's basically like Lucio just playing Rocket League. And they got like now, jump pads all around and then you can like wall ride to go faster.
Who is Rocket League produced? Fucking hell, published by? Who's the publisher?
I think it's an indie game and it's by Psyonix.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I think Sony helped because, you know, when it was first launched, it was a PS Plus game. It was a free PS Plus game, mind you.
Cool.
So yeah, the mode that they're doing is so much fun. I like Lucio Ball a lot. It's a good way to get quick XP because each time you win, you get 2K XP, and the matches are like 5 minutes. So you're just
apparently like, you can glitch other players to be in the game too.
Yeah, D.Va. Someone did D.Va.
She's too overpowered. She's just too overpowered.
No.
Fuck
in the game? Wait, what? In
yeah. They buffed stupid? Her.
People are saying after her. Yeah, people are saying after her buff she's too powerful. I'm like, no, she's just a useful tank now.
Yeah, it's not. She's not.
Her weapons are so weak. If you're getting killed by her, it's because someone's.
I'm not getting killed by her. She's just a nuisance. And that's what she's meant to do. She's meant to be a nuisance tank. Let's be honest.
She's yeah, because most of the eliminations I get with her are like 5 to 10 damage. Like you don't really kill often with her. It's. Like you said, she's nuisance. She's a double team takedown. You need two people to take her down, just like you need for a Roadhog or a Reinhardt. Zarya, I think you can get away with one person. You know, depending.
Who are our favorite Overwatch characters? Noah, go.
For me, it's I always fuck his name up. I don't remember any other names, annoyingly. But it's the guy who he turns into a wheel. What's his name?
Junkrat.
Yes, Junkrat. That's my when I'm playing alone. That's my personal favorite.
Yeah, he's Australian, you know.
Yeah, did you unfortunately. Know
and so is Roadhog. Yeah,
great,
Maddie.
D.Va. After the buff, I've used D.Va so much. She was my least used hero, and now she's my most. Before that was Hanzo, which you guessed when we talked about this last time.
I jumped between I used to really start off with Reaper. As my main, and then I switched to Junkrat, and then I switched to Reinhardt. Mm. And who am I playing as now? A lot. I like playing as Roadhog as well.
Okay.
Roadhog's a really good character. But I think those. Unless I'm missing someone here, I hope I'm not.
Do you guys like the new DLC character, Ana?
I
haven't played as her, but I heard, I've been supported by her, and it's awesome.
Yeah, she's hard to play as. She really is. Like, I've had a couple of good games with her, but she's hard to play as. Like, because she's got... They buffed her where her attack speed's higher, so she is a lot more useful when it comes to attacking. But, like, she's got that healing grenade, but if she hits an enemy with it, it cancels it. But if you hit your teammate with it, it buffs them. And she's got the nano boost for her ults. Like, she's a good support character. Just, she's really hard to use.
I'm iffy on Overwatch DLC characters in general, like as a concept, because they spend so much time tweaking the characters as it is. Mm, it's like the idea of adding more is like, no.
But that's good though, is that Ana hasn't broken anything, which is really good.
That's good.
And
that is good.
They're only adding one character at a very slow play. It's not like they're adding three or four characters.
They shouldn't add any though. I mean, you already have what you need.
Well, because I agree in the sense because I play a lot of Rainbow Six Siege as well. That's the other shooter I still go back to, and you know, that's a game that DLC has made it where the original cast is kind of irrelevant because
you must admit You must admit that Overwatch, the original cast of characters, there wasn't enough good support. There wasn't. Mm-hmm. No one really wants to play as Mercy because all she can do is heal.
I thought the support was pretty good.
Mercy is good as a heal, but
a lot of people don't like to admit it, but I've heard that Mercy is an appealing option for people who just aren't good at the game but like playing Overwatch because they feel like they're
something. That's true. And similar would go for Reinhardt, you know, and maybe that's why I play him. But he's a kind of character that's really accessible. You put your shield up, protect people, and you don't necessarily need to be good at shooting.
Lucio is a healer. I don't know why Symmetra is necessarily under support. She gives 25 shield.
Symmetra is only really good when you're defending and you got the transport up. That's about when I found her really useful. I've never played as her though.
Yeah, I think Anna's snipe though is she's a good addition, you know. But you gotta be careful with adding healing characters, of course, because if you make them like too good of a healer where they do too much damage and have too much healing, then they could be really, really OP. Like
it sounds like though she's just right at the moment.
She is. Yeah.
It's probably better if they just don't like lay off adding heroes though, because I don't know. I feel like you start to make everyone go, oh, they're OP or something like that. You know, just leave it as it is and tweak it, you know? Or maybe add new ones, but don't add the new ones to the competitive mode. Just leave them in the casual. You know what I mean?
Nah, that's silly. That's silly. No,
no, it's not. It's.
So you're saying that they should never add new characters to this game?
I'm not saying they should never do it. I'm saying they should be very, very careful.
How long has Overwatch been out for?
Not that long.
3 months.
Two, dude.
Well, 2.5, really.
It's
been in beta for a long time, but the reason it's been in beta for fucking ever is because they've been tweaking characters.
But they've only added this one character after a while.
I know, but I'm saying for the future. When they add an attack character, everyone's going to be bitching about that. Because the attack character, everyone's going to say, is going to be OP. Like, you and I both know that. You know?
That will happen. But I guess if they release, like, a new character really infrequently, then it should be much. I think that's okay.
We'll see. I'd stick to maps.
I'm surprised they haven't done a map yet, but they're starting season 2 of competitive play soon, and with each big patch they do, a lot of new shit comes. So I wouldn't be surprised if they added in a new map with this coming patch. Because apparently, I think season 2 ends August 17th. I want to say. And, like, they explained one thing that I'm so happy they're doing is, like, based off your rank, at the end you get a certain amount of competitive points. Because I was wondering how the fuck I'm going to get 300 competitive points for a gold gun. And it's because at the end, like, right now I'm ranked 54, I think, which really isn't that good. But you get, like, 80 competitive points with that, so.
Yeah, I'm not really much, like, of a competitive guy. Like, to be honest, for a while I never really played multiplayer games, kind of after Call of Duty. And then this has kind of gotten me back into it, but more for fun and not really.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, and I'm the same. I play casual pretty fun. I haven't touched the hardcore yet.
I play competitive just because you can only use one of each hero, and I can't stand multi-Torbs. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good point.
Well, you're on console, so Torbjorn's a bit more of a pain. I still can't stand Bastion sometimes, even though, like, he's manageable.
Bastion gets on my fucking... Oh, my God.
He just gets on my nerves.
I start raging real hard.
Like, when you're a fucking 600 tank, and then Bastion just wrecks you in 2 seconds, it's so painful. It is so painful.
Especially when you're on a roll, and you see him, like, being guarded by Reinhardt's shield, you're like, I'm dead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you're, like, I'm pretty good with Bastion, where I call him, like, a mobile turret, where I'll just, like, jump and go into turret form, and when I land him in the turret, I'll just mow down someone and just get up and run away. Like, I'll be that Bastion.
And his tank is
you're a dick.
Good. I am. Yeah.
Maddie's a dick Overwatch player.
Like, I like the game.
You're
a lot,
the kid who makes me fucking rage at this game.
Yeah. Someone, we waxed these kids 10-0 in Lucio Ball, me, Connor, and Brian. And they messaged us saying we were
these kids,
because because they said that we were modding our game. I'm like, we're playing on console. Like, how are we modding our games? Like,
you guys are such cheaters.
Yeah, I was just like, and it was a grown man who said this. By the way, you can tell by his voice, grown man. He was just like,
didn't know what the fuck he was talking about.
He's like, nice modding, get a fucking life, prick. I'm like,
not Call of Duty.
No,
okay?
I'm not going to get a life. I'm enjoying Overwatch.
Honestly, that kind of bullshit got me out of Call of Duty games. Like, I can't stand.
I know what you mean. No, I know what you mean.
My gaming news, though, that I want to talk about was this. I always like talking about this news whenever it pops up for another game, because I'm always surprised that, and this is just me personally, I'm always surprised when publishers do this. Is that No Man's Sky is not getting review copies sent out until Monday, the day before the game comes out. And I don't like when companies do this, because it doesn't...
Is it releasing as, like, a beta, or is it just the full game?
Full game. Wow. I don't... Especially with really hype games, I don't like when companies do this. Like, I feel like it always, to me, shows the lack of confidence. I know that some like to hide their game and stuff, And
wait, what kind of game is it? Is it a single player?
It's like an open world
single player, procedural generated, big open world, like open planet, open universe is actually what they call it. They actually use that term, open universe.
Buzzwords?
Yeah, like you'll get in a ship, you'll fly up into the sky, you'll see a bunch of planets, and you'll come down. That planet will like generate as you're landing. Like you don't see it happening, but it actually does it in game, and it just it's amazing. It's an amazing piece of like
see
a technological
though. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. It is amazing, but there's so much hype around it. They're probably like, fuck. You know, like.
Yeah, that's the thing. People are like, I don't know what we're going to do. Are we just going to explore? Because you can find new species of, like, fish and new plants and new languages, new this, this, and that. Like, each planet has their own ecosystem and everything. Each planet's essentially its own open world. It's just, is there enough to do to keep you hooked? And
well, they're going
to
play. What they're going to do is they're going to play on that hype. So they'll release the review copies the day before, as they're going to do. And then the day of, they're going to let everyone get it so that if they release the review copies like 2 weeks before and it's not great, it's going to cut down on the sales. I'm not saying the game is going to be bad. They're just saying they want to play on it as much as they can. That's not a dumb idea.
I view it as a... If from the start, I'm not saying it's going to be a bad game. I think it's going to be good. I don't know if it'll be amazing and whatnot, but I think it's going to be a very good game. But if you just from the start go, okay, let's make, I'm not saying, you know, no developer's ever gotten up and Carrick from ACG said this on the podcast last week. No developer's ever gotten up and said, let's make a shitty game. Never.
That's true.
But if you just make a very good game, you try, and I'm not saying these developers didn't try. It's really hard to word without sounding like a dick who's not considering someone's feelings. But if you just make a good, what I'm saying is if you make a good game from the start and you give out those review copies and it's really well received, then your sales are going to increase because people are planning to buy your game. People don't like having that purchase sprung upon them. Like, hey, guess what? This game's really fucking good and you should buy it. It's like, well, fuck, I wanted this, this, and that. I got this to do this week. You know, people might just say, oh, that's a game I'll just go watch a playthrough on then because it's good. So I want to get that satisfaction of playing it, but I'll watch someone else do it because I don't have the money to do that. If you give them time to prepare to purchase it, though, you'll get more people buying it. Like, I just believe, and not as a reviewer myself, because it's really hard for me to get early access for games. I'm pissed at myself, though, because I got early access to Batman, and I didn't know. It was in my fucking junk mail, so I missed it by, like, 2 days.
That really sucks,
because, like, that makes a big difference. That makes a big difference for reviews. They're like, yeah, you know, upload it this time in Barco. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe I missed this. And I uploaded it, like, a day and a half after launch. I just, oh, God. But, I'm just not even just as a reviewer myself, but just as a consumer as well. I still, even though sometimes I'll get a free review copy, I still go to my local GameStop. I still purchase my games. I still watch other people's reviews heavily, and I rely on the internet's opinion and word of mouth and stuff. And that stuff's really important. And I like doing my research like anyone else would beforehand, before it comes out. And I don't like when developers or publishers decide, hey, we're going to hold back on this, because their excuse is this time a patch. They're doing a big patch for the game, and they want that out first before reviewers can get their hands on the full product. And, you know, I haven't, because someone paid like $1,000 to get an early copy of it. Like, people
Didn't someone pay like $2,500 or some shit?
Yeah,
shit
like,
that.
You think if they had something bad to say about the game, they would have, where I think Hello Games could have been like, all right, this guy probably would have exposed this if this game was bad or didn't run technically sound, you know, stuff like that.
May have made him sign something.
No, they actually, he posted really? Something on the game, and they tweeted at him, said, hey, could you take this down? And he did.
Wow.
I find that amazing, because people are like, I tweeted just saying it's amazing how, you know, no one's, this game's out on the streets, people are getting this early, no one is spoiling this game. But with Fallout 4, the same shit. Everyone's like, the ending's out there. Here's this side quest.
That pissed me off.
Yeah, I'm just sitting there like, not like, oh, do this to No Man's Sky. It's only fair because people, like, of course, had to receive it that way. I'm just saying it's shocking that people are actually respecting this and not, you know, just.
Or maybe we're just not.
And maybe not enough people have it, you know?
But, like, everyone who has it probably has it.
That's the problem when you release Fallout 4 2 weeks early. Like, all those fucking spoilers came out. It was such a annoying fucking thing.
Yeah.
And I feel bad because I was playing it and I finished it actually, and then all these spoilers were coming out. So I was okay with going through my comments and moderating those out, like the big spoilers, mm-hmm. so other people wouldn't get spoiled. That was a shitty situation.
Yeah, and for me, I was just like, don't go on my comments. Do not do it. I was just like, I'm not reading them myself.
You know what I did? I actually went, you know, YouTube Analytics has a system where you can add certain words, and as soon as people comment them, they automatically get filtered out. So, spoiler alert, if you have you finished Fallout 4, Noah?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. So, I removed things like father and nuke and evil and things like that, because those were the words that people kept, you know, putting into my comments section in terms of saying the spoilers.
And Sean.
Yeah. Oh. And people, the worst thing was, is people had them as their YouTube username and would just comment with like a dot.
Oh.
What a fucking dick.
Yeah, dude. But anyways. I was just like, I was so surprised about that. And so, I mean, it's great to see. I hope more people start respecting that type of NDA. And if, and are realizing that developers put a lot of time into these games, and it's very good that they're... Well,
there's a very easy way to cut this kind of stuff out, though. There's a very easy way to cut it out is by not releasing review copies until the day before.
Pretty much. if you're sending an email code to a YouTuber, like a certified, like, you know, it's this YouTuber.
No, I know what you mean. Yeah,
he's not going to say, "Hey, friend, you want this code?" Like, no.
It's always a really tough balance to try and strike. Obviously, there have been examples in the past where games, like their review codes have been delayed because they were worried because it was a bad game, maybe.
Not to interrupt your story, but it's also that, you know, they send out these games to the stores because they've been published. The publisher has created the physical product and are sending them to the retailers to put them on store shelves on launch day. And, like... that's going to happen no matter what. So, you know, people are going to get this game before street date no matter what.
And some might break street date, yeah.
Yeah, and so that's just going to happen. You're going to have to hope that that doesn't happen. So that shouldn't be an excuse to not hand out review copies to the Game Informers, the GameSpots, these people whose job is to inform the gamer and push the industry forward and let people know about the product before they buy it. I'm not a fan of that type of approach to reviewing games.
No, that's fair enough.
I know it is. That was me. That Noah did his. Loney did yours.
Yeah. Do we want to answer fan questions?
Yeah.
May as well.
I sent out a tweet, so you guys didn't have to.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What do you think about Fallout 4's DLC?
Do you think Fallout 4 should have had a non-voice protagonist? we're done talking about... We are done talking about topics like that. Sorry if I sound rude, but...
Sick, man, we see it.
I asked you if you did, and you just fucking looked at the fucking screen and said nothing. All right?
That means I saw it.
I hate you.
I hate me too.
Be like a trendy fucking picture person who like takes...
Oh, this is a really good question.
The internet, and like that. Wait, someone this takes is a picture
this is a really
picture.
Really good question, guys. At James_Boylan asks, what smaller gaming companies can you see as getting as big as EA and Ubisoft in the future?
Ooh.
That's a good question.
Ooh. Oh man,
whoever made Stardew Valley.
That's one guy.
Nah.
All right, I don't know, dude.
CD Projekt Red.
Nah, they weren't small to begin with.
But they're pretty small.
That wasn't an indie game though. That was a AAA. Like,
he doesn't have to. They just said smaller gaming companies.
I think he's assuming he means like indie though.
Does he?
Just,
he doesn't have.
I
to
would
be.
Imagine so.
I would say, I
imagine he's just talking.
Nah.
I mean,
all right, Lone, pick a fucking company.
The Rocket League company, man.
Psyonix.
That's a fair one
too.
Yeah. Whoever made Minecraft.
well, they would have been a good answer before I blew up.
Yeah, like 8 years ago.
The Pokemon company.
That's really interesting. So apparently 2015, Nexon was the ninth, ninth company with the most revenue received, and they actually beat Ubisoft. Interesting.
Wow. Wow. I think a really good company that has a lot of potential is LucasArts. Oh, wait!
I got a good answer. I hope that Deep Silver behind Metro become really fucking big. And I think that...
They also did behind Metro, and they did Dead Island, too.
They did. Yeah. Which, the first one was good from what I heard, and the second one's kind of dropped off. But
which is Metro- funny, because the second one was perfectly fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, that's all I heard. I'm not saying...
Yeah,
I'm not saying that that was the case. That's all.
No, I know. I remember the reviews and how much shit it got.
Honestly, I know it's kind of a cop out because I know it's a cop out because we were just talking about them. But I could say Hello Games because they are a team of like eight, and they made a game as big as No Man's Sky that's like really popular, and they're gonna make a lot of money off of it. And I wouldn't be surprised if they just kept doing these big games and making lots of money off of it and becoming like a big powerhouse.
Yeah,
expanding their team.
There's no one else I can really think of now, though. I'm more of a AAA kind of gamer, and it sounds really bad. But
it's not bad, though, because like I think indie
there are differences.
I
mean,
I think indie takes a lot of experimentation as well.
Well,
you gotta dig deep for indie stuff too.
Yeah,
there's a lot of shit out there though. Yeah, a lot of shit.
By shit, do you mean bad stuff or like stuff
yes,
you gotta filter?
Bad,
okay.
Bad.
Okay. You were just being brutally honest.
I mean, Lone, you've seen some of the stuff Funhouse puts up, you know?
Yeah.
Like the Wheelhouse Wednesday kind of stuff, the Wheelhouse game. Like, those games are all indie games, and some of them are fucking horrible. You know? Like.
At Holy Flame Wolf asks, what would be your game of the last decade? That's a good fucking question. So, 2006 to 2016.
Oh,
that's
a good question.
GTA 5.
Okay.
Wait, what did you say?
GTA 5.
Oh. Fallout 3.
It would be a tough choice for me between Fallout 3 and Bioshock 1.
No, I wouldn't say Bioshock 1's a game of the decade. It's definitely a fantastic game.
You're joking! What?
Oh, I'm not man. Saying. Yeah, I'm saying it's a shitty game.
It's on so many game of the year, like game of, like.
I'm not saying it's a shitty game. I love the game myself, but I'm just in 10 years, maybe. I'm thinking more beyond story. I'm thinking beyond like the game, the story. How many times you can play the game over? Like, you know, Max and Fallout 3. The Fallout 3 replayability is fantastic. Same thing with GTA. Like,
on replayability, I feel like it's unfair sometimes to judge. Like, there's a place for single player narrative games.
I asked me this 3 years ago. I know which one I'd pick.
What?
KOTOR.
Shut up. I think single player narrative games, they're kind of unfairly treated in the sense where they don't have, like, they cost just as much to make. They can be anywhere from, you know, 10 to 20, 30
You're
hours long.
That's what I'm saying, though. I guess, in 10 years, you have to look at a game that you said, wow, this game has fucking everything. You know what I mean? And I love Bioshock.
But by design.
Depends on his case, too.
No, by design, single-player narrative games can't really have a lot of replayability, depending upon how you do it. Dishonored? Kind of,
but that's what Ken Levine's going for in his next game, replayable single-player narrative.
No, that's exactly right, because that's what helps to be sold, and I get
like
that.
The only way you can do something like that is by procedural generation.
Yeah.
Because or like multiple stuff.
No matter how many times you play it, you're going to know it's there. You know, you can always find something to do in Fallout 3 or GTA, you know, something to fucking do. Yeah. I mean, you can handicap yourself in Bioshock 1, but it's just...
Anyways, I just don't think...
If that's your choice, that's awesome. That's fine. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying, like, I friendly...
I'm not saying you're wrong, but, you know, you're wrong.
You're wrong. No. I'm just fucking with you. I'm curious to see what the viewers think, too. I want people to, like, tweet at us what their game of the decade is, too. And if I see Fallout 4 a shit ton of times, I'm going to have to...
No. That game is not...
Not from our
fans. I hope not, because that's that's not a game of the decade.
At Ratchet570 asks, what is your most embarrassing nerd moment?
I told mine before.
Mine was definitely showing my writing class. I said it earlier in the podcast. My writing class, the podcast, because they really see it, and I really didn't want to show it. But not because I'm ashamed of it. It's just like I didn't really know anybody, and I was like, I didn't really know how they'd act with it, and I knew I cursed, you know.
I think mine had to be like the first time my girlfriend was ever introduced, one, to my YouTube channel, and two, to my room, because I have way too much video game merchandise and and toys. It's just kind of embarrassing. Like, and I got this Bioshock Teddy statue. It looks really cool.
I think for me, it was, of course, mine's kind of like depressing. It was in eighth grade. I made like a video reviewing. I've told this story. I made a video reviewing Cruising USA because I wanted to be like.
Oh, that's a great game.
It is, but I wanted to be like. Angry video game nerd and like yell at all the games.
Oh yeah.
And I remember I was so sad because like I made this video, I was like happy, I laughed at it, like I had a great time making it, and I came in the next day and these two fucking popular cunts were like quoting my video in front of me, like making fun of me. I was just like,
they were assholes. Yeah, they were fucking
I was like sitting
assholes.
There like shit, like everyone knows now that I like making video game videos. Look where I am.
And this was at a time where it wasn't that it was
wasn't a thing at all.
Just sort of starting on YouTube, but not really.
Yeah.
And it was a bad. Yeah. It was shitty. Yeah.
What?
I'm trying to think of look at more questions, but a lot of them Fallout 4 and. Kind of played out this stage.
Fucking, what do you like? Have we not answered all of them? Like,
here's a question. At Desert Ranger asked, do you think that Fallout 3 on New Vegas would ever get a remaster?
I don't
think New Vegas will. I think Fallout 3 will.
Like,
I don't care.
Like, at this point,
I'm trying to find good questions.
No, I know, Lone. It's not your fault.
I think
when is Fallout 4 coming to Android?
Whatever fucking who put that?
That was at OrangeJoe3000.
That's a good one.
Sorry, Maddie. You were saying?
I was just saying, like, I could see them up-resing them or something like that. That's about it.
Like the Skyrim Special Edition.
But not even like really doing too much work with it. I could see just because of demand now, because with Skyrim Special Edition, like there's an expectation set.
Mm. All right. Here's a good question to end it on. At Xylon Man asks, what was your first time like? And I'm going to answer this so everyone realizes.
Answered this.
We haven't answered this
since like, I think it was when Fudge Muppet was on.
All I'm going to say is that it's always going to be embarrassing. It's always going to be awkward. Accept it.
It's not that. It's just a shit ton of memes came out of this, and I'm fucking tired of them.
What do you mean that memes came out? I don't remember.
For my story. Anyways, go ahead.
I remember it now. We won't mention it again.
Well, first time. They didn't say first time of what, so I can pretty much apply anything here.
Mm-hmm. No, all I wanted to say is that just try not to have like super high expectations. It's probably going to be awkward.
Yeah, you're not
going to
go
on
like a porn star and fucking just wreck
pussy. It's not what it's like on the internet. Which isn't, I mean, it's not a bad thing. Like, it's just, it's not what you see on the internet. It's very different. And there are things that are much better in person about it. Like, a lot of things, everything.
If you're a guy, you got to learn your way around. So it takes a couple of times.
It'll get better with time. So, yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's pretty, I mean, it depends, like, some girls like not like being a virgin and like having a guy lose his V card to her because she likes to teach him that type of stuff. So like some girls actually like that, I've heard.
Yeah.
Me, it was when I lost mine. It was with another girl who had never done anything either. So it was kind of like, all right, cool. Yeah, like we're both idiots. You know, we're both gonna figure this thing out. Here we go.
and I guess the point is that that's okay. Like,
yeah.
Most people, whether they say so or not, their first time was incredibly awkward, and it's a normal, completely natural thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it really is.
Don't think like it should be anything more than that. If it is, then you're a superstar, and that's great. But
is that really
you're
a thing?
You're a superstar. What?
What?
Is that really a thing? Like a superstarter? Like there's actually like a term?
That's a superstar.
Oh, I thought he's a superstarter. Like as in like he hits the ground running, like he fucking kills it the first time. Like he goes in, like he's got form and everything.
Your
that was amazing.
It didn't fucking work. You sure you haven't done this before? No. This is moving my hips. That was amazing.
But
I think that's all that, like, literally half of these questions was Fallout 4.
And then virginity-related ones.
Yeah.
Well, there was one virginity-related one, and it made for a good discussion, didn't it?
It did. I'm glad we didn't answer about the stories of it. I'm glad we actually just talked about what to expect and what it's like.
To tell you the truth, because like we've said many times, we know that the hardcore fans listen this far, so the least we can do is impart some type of wisdom or something on them, you know, to help them out, because like I said, they're the people who care about us deeply, and so we got to extend that same thing back. So you know, telling stories like that, I don't mind it, this part of the podcast, really.
Yeah God, how long have we been doing this now? What's the time?
Hour and a half.
That's not bad. It's a pretty decent podcast.
Alone.
Yeah, man.
I bet Lone just fucking likes anal. I bet you do, dude.
Wow, that escalated. That was
I've never done it before, and I have no intentions to. No. Sorry. I don't know if you were expecting a different answer, Maddie.
I was waiting
but
for
no.
Like a, oh, yeah, dude, I fucking love anal, bro.
Wait, what? For,
like one
no.
of Lone's random outbreaks of happiness, like
no,
yeah, dude, it's my favorite thing. Anyway, this has been this should have been episode 69, really, because this has been a lot more sexual and relationship focused than what 69 was.
Name an episode 69.5.
Yeah, this is episode 69.5.
Do it.
Yes, that's actually a good idea. I might do that. Anyway, we hope you guys enjoyed this episode of the Ham Radio Podcast. Any final words, boys?
Nah,
let's be positive. I'm sick of drama. All the usual.
Mm-hmm.
T. Martin isn't innocent.
Oh my god, no. Stop. We're just gonna end it here. We hope you guys take good care of yourself this week, and we'll catch you next time.
Peace.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? Ew, seriously. They squeeze the grease out of the wool and process it with chemicals, and then you eat it. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I got rid of products I didn't want anywhere near my body. I found that many multivitamins contain high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and even lacked some of the nutrients we actually needed. So what did I do? At 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. Ritual's products are made traceable, meaning we share the science and sourcing for every single ingredient. For example, our vegan vitamin D3 comes from sustainably harvested lichen in Nottingham, England, not sheep. We trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. See for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.